Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And of course, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to Scottsdale, Arizona?
You know, Professor, that's a great shout out, but you look dapper today. I mean, hair looks good.
Thank you.
A little bounce in your step. Could have anything to do with that fine automobile you drove to the station.
You know, I feel a little younger.
It is. I seen Kobe. Professor got out of that car. He shuts the door and he just takes his finger and goes down the hood or the bonnet, I should say.
It took 20 minutes though, because that's a lot of hood.
Yes. And then he goes, the Corvette is so choice.
But then
I highly recommend picking one up if you have the means.
When he turned around, he like winked at the same time the sparkle come out.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, it's magical. Yeah, I'm telling you. He about tap danced up to the front door.
I know. I've been, you know, on Instagram and Facebook ever since he picked it up. It's almost like he got a new puppy dog or something. Yeah. Like
Does the Corvette have a name yet?
No, but I had a puppy dog and I only kept it for 2 weeks. Yeah. So I'm already halfway.
How many pictures of the puppy dog did you post?
Like three.
How many pictures of the Corvette have you posted? 100?
Five or six.
No, you posted way more.
Here it is with the top.
Day.
And here it is without the top.
I've seen it more after I owned it than I did when I owned it.
Yep.
So, then of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor of Fingerville, South Carolina, Tim Greer.
Elect.
That's right. Was there an election there?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Really?
It was three people.
They didn't advertise that on the radio quite as much.
We didn't tell nobody.
He said it was three people, what, running? No, voting. So
we all met at the post office.
And then... We, of course, you don't only have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio, but Sean ain't able to make it because he's towing a car. Still haven't figured out. A man drives a supercar. What are you towing? You can't even put a bag of groceries in front of that damn thing.
Now, you know.
I didn't see no trailer hitch on that damn thing.
I haven't either.
It must be one of them hidden ones.
He's got his little.
Flops the tag down.
Yeah. I think he's got his little Astro, and he's probably got his little 4x5 utility trailer on there with his push mower he might be towing. I don't know.
He had to go get it.
He looks like a tow dolly guy to me.
Tow dolly. Got a feller.
Yep.
He might. Yeah.
You know.
And do you call it towing when you pull in a trailer? Did we tow?
You're in tow.
Did we tow the Rolls Royce back or did we pull it back?
We pulled it back.
Usually it's a tow truck.
We brought it back.
But I know Sean is the one to say we're towing something.
Yeah, he said towing.
That boy can't be for Spartan.
We're trailering. No, he ain't for Spartan.
Yeah, he is. Born and raised.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing.
Born and raised in Spartanburg. Yeah,
something's the matter.
Yeah, he was Tim's neighbor his whole life, apparently.
Yeah, I don't.
I think he drives a McLaren and an AMG.
Yeah, that boy.
Something's the matter.
He needs to move to Greenville. That's what's the matter.
No, he needs the Lord, what he needs. And a damn good technician.
Thank you, Jesus.
And a good technician or two. But anyway, speaking of. People getting new cars. A lot of people got a lot of new cars this week. The Barrett Jackson auction was on. I want to tell you something. There was more talked about Barrett Jackson on my Facebook feed than the damn election.
I'm with you.
Finally, I don't have to see Tom Steyer ads.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It has literally been everybody complaining about what's on Barrett Jackson. Kobe, like Kobe said, every other damn car was a Corvette, and I love them. And I was getting tired of looking at it. I think it's rare now if your car didn't go through Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching some of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, of course, you know, bits and pieces here and there. But I was like, there could not be a Corvette in the country that didn't go across Barrett Jackson.
It's there was 2,000 cars that went through, and of the 2,000, 1,975 were Corvettes.
Well, a lot of rusty mods in the Corvettes and everything else. On Saturday, I think the starting bid was $100,000 on everything.
Everything. Even four doors. There was a four-door 57 Chevrolet Restro Mod. I was like, okay, they did a four-door LS, you know, but that thing went for like $125,000 for a four-door. I was like, holy moly.
I said, I heard a funny thing today. You know, so I bought this little four-door Impala. It's on air ride and all this stuff. Somebody told me, says the new two doors. What are you talking about? Well, you're going to see one side at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, valid point.
The crew cab.
I tell you, a lot of four doors are, you know, really.
Well, everything's getting picked over. I mean, it ain't a comeback. It's all that's left.
Well, that's it, true. But everybody's building them now because, like you say, there's nothing else left to build in two doors.
You know, but then the Corvettes. So you ever thought you'd seen a day where you would have a 427 tri-power Corvette, matching numbers, all the right colors? I'm talking about Zora Arkus Duntoff drove the car on a date. And we got we've got authenticized certification on this. And a 64 Corvette with an LS3 sitting on a C4 Corvette suspension would bring more.
No.
My world has been turned upside down.
But sure enough, that's Barrett
Jackson. Every time. If it's got air and C4 Corvette suspension, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I'm going to say it one more time. I hate it. I hate the wheels they're putting on. I love big wheels. I love them. But the thing that kills me is you see like a C1 Corvette, like an early Corvette, and it's got like new Z06 Corvette wheels on it. You know, the ones with no offset. You know,
yeah,
the flat. It just looks funny looking on those cars.
Yep.
And right. I mean, it's not right.
Doesn't anyone buy Kragers anymore?
You boys, did you run out of rally wheels? That's what I want to know. Where's your rallies?
All right. I'm good on the rally.
I am too.
Here it is, Corvette number one. Brought $300,000.
Now, that's a good one. That's a
ridiculous.
Yep.
That's just charity.
That's
a dumb. No, it should have brought $5 million. It's the first Corvette.
Were you trying to make a phone bid?
Well, no, because I don't have $5 million, or $300,000.
You just needed $300,000.
But I don't know. You think
I stayed on it to $299. I said, I'm not going for that.
I just said, I'm drawing the line right here.
Well, I'll just get number two.
Well, what it was, even when we were up at Hendrick Motorsports in November, when we were walking around his museum or whatever, the girl was telling us, one of the number one cars, he did back it down over, what did she say, $1,000?
Yeah, it was really close. Like, you know, he could have got, he's like, yeah, I'm done. I guess everybody's got to stop.
Yeah, you
got to
stop.
It was $1,000, and Rick Hendrick just stopped.
Well, you don't know it was $1,000 because the bidding could have went on.
It could have, but.
You know what I'm saying. Like, you know, he's just like, I had enough. You know when you've had the bid dropped on you by Rick Hendrick, you are buried in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. You could probably buy the damn museum in Bowling Green cheaper than dealing with Rick Hendrick.
But think about, like, Mustang number one. It's in the Henry Ford Museum in Michigan. It's been there since 1966 when they accidentally sold it and they had to buy it back.
From an old lady.
No, it was a guy. They told him, you can have any new 66 you want. Build it your way. We need that car back. And he ended up, the number one was a 64 and a half, of course, 65, but they're called 64 and a halfs now. 289 or 260 two barrel, not very heavily optioned. So he got him a 66 K code, silver with white interior, and got it for his year and a half old car that, you know, he's probably wrapping up with anyway. So, but you think about that going across auction, you can't put a price on that. And I would have expected the Corvette to at least be close. I guarantee you, $300,000 ain't buying Mustang number one.
No, $3 million. It was $3 million, not $300,000
for the Corvette.
Yes,
I thought it was $300,000.
No, it was $3 million.
$3 million.
All right, well that makes more sense.
Yeah, it was $3 million.
Somebody
said
$300,000.
No, when you were saying that, I was like, no, it was $3 million.
Yep.
Okay.
$3 million.
Because
that makes more sense.
Yeah, I was like. $3 million is a lot of money. I mean, just say it.
Richard's like, hell, that was the deal of the day.
Spit on $3 million.
That's why when you were
just
saying
write him a check.
Here's a 69 brought $330,000.
All right, hold that thought, guys. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're talking all about the Barrett Jackson auction this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Fiberglass fanatic, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on down in Charleston, South Carolina?
And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest Rambler and Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Hello, everybody.
All right. So we're talking about Bear Jackson. Talking about $3 million for Corvette number one.
And it's going to match serial numbers to every other one of Hendrick's number one cars.
Yeah, that's his thing. He's got a lot of the number ones.
Oh, you're talking about the new Corvette number one.
The yes. new one.
Oh.
Where have you been, sir?
Well, I mean, I saw it.
Hi, Professor. Welcome to... He was too busy driving his Corvette, I guess. I don't know.
He was thinking he was driving number one.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Corvette number one.
No.
2020.
Okay. 2020.
A whole different thing.
Which matches all his other Corvettes number one, but that serial number will match every other one that he has.
Quite a collection.
I wonder who did buy it. Did he buy it?
Of number uns.
Okay. I think I'd just give up if he started bidding on me. You know,
he would. I mean, like you're going to out-money him. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yep.
I mean, when the man can have Jeff Gordon he's like, hey, Jeff, hold your hand up. Well, I'm going
to
go get a beer.
He did have to sell this 97 Monte Carlo Jeff Gordon car to buy the other one.
Yeah. I like that right there. Hey, Jeff, well, you're kind of short. Stand up in a chair and hold your arm up.
Exactly.
Daddy's going to get a beer. I'll be back. Don't stop. Don't put your arm down until I tell you.
Just keep your hand up.
Just keep your hand up until they hand you a pen. I did, Daddy. I held my hand up.
The 1997 Winston Cup Jeff Gordon DuPont Monte Carlo. $250,000. So that was a down payment on
hell,
the number one.
Hell, I didn't even pay the damn taxes on that.
That, you know, actually, it didn't even pay the fees.
No, it didn't pay. Well, it's for charity, so it has no fees.
Okay.
That's true.
I tell you the one now, Professor, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost 99% sure when they have an auction and it hits $1 million, there's no fees.
I don't know that that's correct. I think there's a cap. Now, I don't know what Barrett Jackson's deal
like you, if you go over $1 million, there's no fees. Now, and that might have been an old rule. Now, I remember hearing that. So I don't know if that was 5 years ago rule or whatever. I mean, it's not like it really applied to me anyway. But in selling or buying, but like, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. They had a Copo Camaro go through, 427 all aluminum. That car went through, and it brought $995,000. You would have saved money to pay. I mean, you would have saved you $90,000 just to go ahead and kick another five in, show out, give me
that's
a meal.
Right. Yeah, nope. That's like buying a T-shirt when you're ordering from Summit to get no shipping.
Exactly.
you just do it.
So surely that rule, like you almost feel bad. And I've never seen old Sparky Astor, the auctioneer, slam a gavel down so damn hard in my life and so fast before he did $1 million. Good enough, dummy. You got it.
He was in the middle of waving his arm. He's like, sold.
But he's about to hit it one more time. I mean, it would have saved you some money to do that, though. You would think. I mean, unless that's not a rule anymore. I don't know.
I'm not aware of it, but I mean, again, doesn't really apply to me either, so I've never looked that
I've never really had to, like, you know,
I've never had to consider that.
Yeah. It's like, well, let me go test this theory, and we're going to spend $1 million.
Hell, I had to check my online banking before I bought a T-shirt at Bear Jackson, much less much less spending $1 million on a car. It's like, do I want to buy lunch? Do I want to get the T-shirt? I can wear the T-shirt a lot. That hot dog, it ain't going to stick with you.
I can be hungry for 4 hours.
You can lose a well.
It's like one of those things.
I can make me a sandwich back at the hotel.
That's right. You bid at a $1 million, say, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. See you later.
I got to go. Well,
run out the door. You know, don't come back.
That's, I'll tell you what was funny, too. Another funny thing I noticed. So Jeff Gordon and Mr. H was right there. And they're there, and then he wins the thing, and out of nowhere, Cuba Gooding Jr. comes out of the shadows and hugs Rick Hendricks from the back.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Cuba Gooding, we know he hadn't really been hitting on a whole lot.
What is he even doing there?
Exactly. I think he's one of the guys who's wiping the cars down now. And you know what I'm saying?
He's buying one of them Mopars. Cuba. He's probably buying a Mopar.
I mean, what was the last movie Cuba Gooding Jr. was in? Radio? I mean, really?
Well, that's what I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. It's
Boat Trip? That was a good one.
Is he an enthusiast?
I don't know. It's Cuba Gooding Jr.
I mean, he's at Barrett Jackson.
And he kept popping up in front of the camera. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was that guy.
And he's probably hungry.
Yeah, he's.
He's looking for a job.
Somebody thought, hey, you going to eat all that pretzel?
Y'all remember me? Y'all remember me? He might have been there selling his stuff.
I'm telling you. But so anyway, I thought that was just kind of all the people that could pop up. You know, Alice Cooper, Vanilla Ice, something like that. Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's an obscure one.
Speaking of Vanilla Ice, I just seen that today, too. Vanilla Ice just picked up his original 5-0.
Fully restored.
Fully restored. Is going to be at Palm Beach.
Cars and Coffee.
He's from Palm Beach, isn't
he? Yeah. But I'm saying he just had the original car. Completely restored.
Oh, Rob Van Winkle.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something. You know what? I would almost like to go to that just to see a washed up has-been in his 5-liter Mustang. But you know what? Then I started thinking about it. You know, that's a long ways to travel. Hell, I can go to the local Cars and Coffee and see a guy I went to high school with a slow-ass 5-liter Mustang that still thinks it's fast. You know, and save a lot of travel time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. And, you know, one thing that...
I wonder if he still does his eyebrow.
You know that you bought a 5.0 just because of that song.
Possible. No.
I already had one before that song came out.
Even...
Yeah, I did too.
I gave him the idea.
But I did like it that he did come out with a song.
He is washed up, but one thing that he always maintained is he never lost his money.
Nope, money or image, really. I mean...
Well, Suge Knight got some of his money.
Yeah, by dangling him by his feet off a
off the side of the balcony. Suge Knight, when you said that, Suge Knight went, really?
Couple million dollars fell out of his pocket.
Oh, Suge Knight shook it out of him. Stupid. Suge Knight's like the Debo of the music industry. Oh, no, I think that's my money. Craig. You know what? I would have felt more comfortable if Debo popped out instead of Cuba Gooding Jr. You know what I mean? Orange jumpsuit, girl's bicycle, Debo.
Punch Rick Hendrick right in the face.
Hey, that'd be funny.
That's my Corvette, fool.
That'd be funny. He come riding by on his little bicycle in his orange jumpsuit. That would have been hilarious in front of the camera.
Hell, I'm surprised they rolled Debo's bike across there. It brought more than Christine did.
Probably.
You know, he was at SEMA when we was out there.
Debo?
No. Ice Baby.
Vanilla Ice. Yeah, he was walking around there at the last. But, I mean, you know, he's... Vanilla Ice, I actually follow him on Facebook Instagram because it makes me feel better about my life.
Now, I do know one thing. He does own... a multi-million-dollar real estate company.
He does. He's doing pretty good.
With his real estate stuff.
But if you really want to feel better about yourself, follow Tone Loke. I have more followers on Instagram than he does. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio as always. God, man, you look sophisticated, Professor. I just look over at you, and I'm just like, it is. You can just tell. You know, a lot of people say that a car doesn't change a person. Bull crap.
I'm with you because, like,
I would let you do my taxes right now.
I don't know how to do taxes.
You know what? Don't matter. Hey. I see what you're driving. You must be doing something right.
He'd be like the guy on that commercial. I love that guy on the commercial when the phone rings or he goes to hand him a business card. No, that's my old one. I'm not really sure on that one, but I'm supposedly dead. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah. You don't need this. Shreds it.
That is hilarious.
So, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, and Corvette Casanova himself, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout-out to Cave City, Kentucky?
Cave City?
I was just going through Marketplace, and I found a 71 Honda 600 there, which I have absolutely no interest in, but that means there must be some car people there. So, big ups to Cave City.
A Honda 600?
Yeah, it's what grew into the Civic.
Huh. You're a sick man.
Yeah, it's a very small vehicle. I wouldn't take it for free.
But. And what did you use for the search word for that?
It just popped up.
Lame. Lame is the word. Lame.
Stuff I don't want.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Mayor Fingerville himself, elect, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
So, talking about the Bear Jackson auction, this is one that gets me. When will the trucks stop? Trucks have gone insane.
They have. And I really do think they're going to just, they have to stop somewhere. And
it's
just
getting to
take.
The point. The truck, I mean, I understand they're popular. I got you. And I'm a truck guy. Hell, I got a few of them. But.
A few.
But this is the thing. Like, even I'm like, it's getting scary with what they're bringing. So I'll give you a good example. There's a truck that a guy built, a local guy, a two-tone green, 7.8, I believe 6.7, Chevrolet short bed pickup truck. Very nice build, nice truck. This truck was built a few years back. A mutual friend of mine, I ain't gonna say mutual friend, I don't really like the guy, but it's acquaintance, ended up selling it for the guy that built it to another guy. And the truck bounced around two or three different people for about $70,000.
Yep.
Bounced back and forth. Well, now it's ended up at Scottsdale. It brought $150,000 2 years later.
But the person that bought it's pretty psyched.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know that truck. I mean, and it's a nice truck. But I know it's not worth 150 grand.
No.
And I mean, and then you see like the four-wheel drive stuff, which is going nuts. They had a KTM go through, a nice truck that 5 years ago, if it brought $8,800, you got your money out of it. Yep. It brought $88,000.
Looked familiar.
And oh, hell, I know they're so good. That's why I bought one. But you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I was born tonight, but it wasn't last night.
That was unexpected. I don't
that
know.
That was a little steep.
Like, and I, you know,
and you got one for half price. Tonight.
I've never seen that truck, but I don't know what could be $50,000 different than yours.
You know,
it
I
was
don't
at
know.
Barry Jackson.
It was. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's
well, and it was late at night. So people have been drinking.
Well, I'll be able to drink during the day there.
I pointed that out to my dad. We were watching it together. I was like, you notice everybody's drinking. That's what they – it's like going to the casino.
Well, exactly. These people it works that way.
They ain't paying for their
and
drinks.
And just like the casino, the damn house always wins. I promise you.
Oh, that. Yeah, they do.
You know, those few guys that knock a home run, the casino or the auction house is steady. It wins every time. Mm-hmm. But the trucks have gone nuts, though. And it's not just C-10s. It's any truck. Ford trucks, Dodge trucks, international trucks. I saw a damn international harvester go through. I mean, and it brought crazy money. The one good deal on a truck that went through, and I thought it was cool, worthless as fake boobs on a Bort Hog. I'm trying to think of the most radio edit way I can say that. All right. They had a 1934 Chevrolet or a Ford tanker truck go through. It was the truck and the trailer. It was just cute as a butt.
That was a steal.
Red, white, and blue standard oil, fully restored, all original. The thing was gorgeous. And it brought $24,000.
I know. I almost was like, how could I bid on that? I was watching it.
And I'm not a guy for all original stuff. I'm Dave Shores. I'm not a Ford guy. But I saw that, and I'm like, that is so cool. Like, I know the work that went into that.
I literally said this to myself. I said the paint job cost $24,000. Oh, yeah.
All the stuff hand-painted on it and all that stuff. And it brought $24,000. And a damn international harvester. Damn, Jerry Garcia's stage truck, which literally looks like
crazy.
Like damn yard art at a psychedelic.
It is
something.
Yard art.
Yep.
It's a 48 Studebaker truck with spray painted smiley faces on it. Rough as a cob. I mean, rougher than a night in jail. And you've been in jail for it, Tim. You know how that works.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's rough. You know what I'm saying? And it's literally bringing crazy money. If it has a bed on it, it makes money.
What did that truck bring, you know?
I don't even remember exactly what it brought, but it was.
I looked it up, but it didn't have a price.
I'm going to tell you something. If it brought more than scrap price, they paid too much. I'm not even 100% sure it ran.
I got one in my front yard I paid $75 for, and I made a flower bed out of it.
I'm going to tell you something. They paid a little more than $75 for this one.
Yeah. You know, that's going to cause it to rust, right?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe how many people stopped and wanted to fix it. I said, well, okay.
But where am I going to put my annuals?
That's right.
Do you understand things are growing in it currently?
Yep.
I've got.
You should fix it. You should fix it.
I am. I fixed it into a flower pot. That's repurposing. But, I mean, the trucks have gone crazy. But where does it stop? And then what do you do with all these trucks that people have paid $88,000? What do you do with an $88,000 50-year-old four-wheel drive truck?
You don't go mudding.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's gonna, you know, we've seen it go up and down. The markets go up and down over the years and all that. And it's at the peak right now. I mean, it's actually, Pike's Peak don't even really have much on it. I mean, it's so far up there that it's fixing to go back down. And when it does, all these people are just going to be stuck with these $100,000 trucks.
Well, this is the thing. You're going to lose.
That's it. You're going to lose.
You're going to. Everybody can't win.
No.
In this deal.
You don't buy at the top of the market.
Exactly. And the top of the it is at the top of the market. It's actually. I mean,
Rick Hendrick is the only one that could come out in this deal.
And I think, yep. I think like, you know, if you had a, let's say a 20-foot extension ladder, and you literally stuck it on 2 5-gallon buckets. That's where it's at right now. The market, it's that high. I mean, ready to
not
fall
off. Not one 5-gallon bucket, 2 5-gallon buckets.
It's ready to fall over.
It is. And that's the thing, you know. I mean, you see these guys and, you know, boy, did you see what that C10 brought? Bro, 50 grand. He brought 60 grand. Hell, they got $150,000, $160,000. I mean, this is insane.
Well, it ain't just the trucks. It's, I mean, heck, actually, I was watching, I think, Wednesday night, Thursday night for a little bit. Well, it had to be Wednesday because we recorded Thursday. Wednesday night, Patrick's little FJ, there was one of them go across there for like $31,000. I'm like, really? And it looked, Patrick, yours looked really nice compared to this one.
I tell you.
Really?
There's hope,
it did.
Buddy.
I'll tell you what,
there was some rough stuff, and I thought about this. There was a $29,000 G-Wagon went through. A O2 Mercedes G-Wagon brought $29,000. You know what? I would feel better about taking a mixed drink from Bill Cosby than buying a $29,000 at auction G-Wagon.
Yes, I'm with
that's scary. At Barrett Jackson, and it only brought $29,000.
One owner since new.
When you buy it at Barrett Jackson, you absolutely know that it is never going to bring that again.
I mean,
really, if you think about this.
No, you're right.
I mean, you have absolutely paid. You're going to lose as soon as it rolls off that stage. It's worse than a new car.
Like me and Rob has talked off air about this. I've been to Palm Beach. I've never been to Scottsdale, but I've been to Palm Beach one. And I used it as a big car show is what I did, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's all
but,
you can do.
But, you know, I like being there on Tuesday and Wednesday and watching the cars go across the block on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
That's more the normal thing.
You're going to get some deals there. And there's just as nice cars going across on Tuesdays and Wednesday than there is Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, when you buy.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You also got to think, too, people pay more to be on the weekends to try to make more is what they're doing.
Exactly.
And they actually pay more for TV every time. One of them are absolute right.
Yeah, it's all assets.
All of them?
Yeah,
everything. There's only a couple of no reserve cars. Very, very few they'll allow. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Here's your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru / six-speed slaying, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout-out to Baltimore, Maryland?
It's a good town.
Baltimore.
Maryland.
Maryland. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Rear.
Hello.
So, talking about the Barrett Jackson auction, talking about trucks. People are nuts for trucks.
Yep.
It's insane.
Well, they're nuts for buying these trucks at the price they're buying them.
Yeah. Okay, so now you got that. But this is the problem. People watch it on the TV.
Yep.
I got one just like that.
I mean,
my grandfather had that, and
I watched it on Barrett Jackson the other day. I had one damn near just like it.
Yeah.
It didn't have the tree growing up in it, but other than that, it's virtually the same. And actually, mine's got the Rebel flag tag on the front. That is authentic.
And it went for $84,000. So I'm going to take this one right there today for $80,000.
80, and you got a deal. And you're beating me up on it now. I've had Craig Jackson right here on this front porch of this single wide trying his damnedest to buy my Trans Am. And I told him, I said, no, sir, Mr. Jackson. Mm-mm. No, sir. You ain't fleecing me and my family. Three more payments, and that bad boy is mine. You dropped your candy, son.
You got a Flintstone.
You dropped your candy, and ants have gotten all over it. That's what happened. Just suck your lip up, quit looking at my TA, and go home. All right? We'll see you on TV. Bye now. Bye, Craig. You and your buddy with the sunglasses on over there, just keep trucking. I don't know what's wrong with that fella. He's blind or whatever. You might want to lead him out of the air, but you know what I'm saying. Don't want to mess around running in my car.
You know, actually,
that's horrible. But
I actually Googled what was wrong with his eyes.
He's got a condition where he has to wear sunglasses all the time. They're really sensitive to light.
Yes.
I always thought he was kind of like Cyclops off the X-Men.
No, he actually has a very rare eye disease. And he did say he will eventually go blind from it. But something about the shielding over his retina never grew. So, like, any kind of light will just literally, like he said, if I don't have a pair of sunglasses on and I'm in any kind of light, he said, I will go blind for, like, periods of hours.
Yeah, that's because it burns. Eric Church also. That's why he wears the cap pulled down and sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I mean, my eyes are super sensitive to light. I can relate, not like that, but I mean, that's why anytime it's bright outside, if you see me, I'm gonna be wearing sunglasses.
I wear sunglasses inside, but it's not because of the condition.
You do it to look cool.
You know, they said there's only two types of people that wear sunglasses inside: the blind and, well, I can't say that word on the radio, but I'm that word. I'm that guy.
Yeah, I wear them because my eyes are sensitive.
2020, baby.
And if you get migraines also, that's...
Well, when you have real blue eyes, prone to have...
Light-colored eyes. Yeah.
And that's me.
Yeah. I've been told my eyes are beautiful light green.
I've been told my eyes are like the ocean.
Or like lotion?
Ocean!
Do you remember who told you?
My mama. Shut up.
Aren't your eyes brown?
I have blue eyes.
Oh, do you?
I have blue eyes. I have ocean blue.
You just never see them.
Because he squints.
Well, no, I'm a squint because I'm going blind. me and old, what's his name's got the same deal.
Yeah, what's his name?
Me and old guy. But, oh, Lord, the bad jokes I can tell with this. But anyway. Oh,
anyways.
So, but that's the thing, though. Now you got everybody and your brother. You can't buy nothing online right now.
No.
Because of Bear Jackson. Literally everything. And you know when they start. You watch Bear Jackson, just stop.
Yeah, give it a month.
You need to let that fizzle out and be done with that from there. That's and I love it, though. They have not even remotely close. They've got a Falcon Futura four-door.
I saw Shelby Mustang go for $300,000.
This thing ought to be easily worth 30 grand. A guy named Carol drove it once.
There's no other guy named Carol.
He was my history teacher.
It's kind of like the boy named Sue. You know, he had to be tough with a chick name.
That's about like them guys right here say, I got a Fulton motor. Fulton motor.
Fulton.
You know, Eugene Fulton.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like that iPhone I sold that was owned by Steve Jobs of Woodruff, South Carolina.
I got me one in Fulton motors.
Did you bump into him? Would you bump into him in Cupertino? No, Woodruff.
What?
Yeah.
And he signed it.
He signed it right there for me.
John Voight's LeBaron.
How much did that bring?
Huh?
Thousand.
Did it?
1,000.
And now you know why the reasons Rob is not on eBay no more.
And it was an iPhone 4.
It's authenticated. This is authenticated, signed by Steve Jobs, the man. He said Steve Jobs himself.
He spelled
himself.
It with two B's.
And this is the best part. You got a picture of it? He's signing my phone, stupid. How could I snap one? It was the perfect plan.
They didn't have in the four, they didn't have the camera on the back.
Well, hell, if you sign in the back of the damn phone, it don't matter.
I know, I'm just messing.
Hell, I could take a picture of the ground. I said, yeah, look, I snapped this while you're signing it. Look, there's a shoe.
Yeah. He was wearing Adidas that day.
But you know what I'm saying. But you see these cars, and they see these big money. And there's a lot of these cars that are worth it and more. that are priceless. You know, like the 427 Copa Camaro. That's the holy grail
stuff.
That's
the thing. There's a reason they're priceless.
And you know, everybody now thinks that their stuff junk is priceless. It's like American Pickers when it came through. American Pickers ruined antiquing in general.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thinks now that every sign they got, if it come within 30 miles of a gas station, that it's Petrolina and that it's, you know what I'm saying, worth, you know, umpteen millions of dollars, and they've been using it for target practice for the last 30 years.
I got an old crappy sign out in the shed.
And the whole bottom is rusted out, but I will sell it to you because I seen a guy on American Pickers. Now, his had about 3/4 of an inch more than this one at the bottom, but it sold for $1,500.
Exactly. Oh, it's insane. You ain't going to get me. I watch that American Pickers. I love that old Frank. Yep. His character.
You know them guys videotaped 4 years for YouTube before they ever got on there?
Really?
And their first season was, they sold the first season to, was it Discovery or History? Which one they
were? I think it's History Channel.
They actually had their whole first season that they taped on their own. On the whole first season, one of the guys held a camera and the other one talked.
Well, you know, a lot of those, you know, like a lot of your shows you see that start out, they actually pay for their own pilot just to get get the chance to get in.
I have to say, it's a pretty interesting show, though.
I've been to their store up in Nashville.
Yeah, me too.
The old Marathon.
Yeah, and they don't pick crap, being honest.
Basically,
it's a souvenir shop.
It is.
They've got a bunch of T-shirts in there. Mm-hmm. Now, the history of the building's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a few things in there that none of us would buy.
Checker Marathon. That was the Checker Cab Company, wasn't it?
No, it was a car company. Morton.
Yeah, Morton Automotive.
Yep. And they had about four of the cars there across the street.
Yep.
But it was actually a factory like Ford in Nashville where one big machine run one... I guess you cut like an axle all the way through the building. Have you ever been to? You ain't never been to the Ford factory up in?
No.
Well, there's one.
Why in the hell would I want to go to the Ford factory?
Well, they done Chevrolet the same way. So they got one rod running.
Apparently,
through the
they did something different because they made a hell of a lot better car. I'm just saying the end result was a lot better.
Really?
I'm just throwing that out there. I have to prove this one car at a time. I done got the professor converted.
Okay. And I have to say now, my Chrysler's probably my favorite car.
We're gonna talk about you and your demons in the next segment. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.